Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is, what is it? It's December 6, 2019, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Yeah. I'm joined today by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Flavelle. Hello, Craig.
Hey,
how are you?
Mike, and I'm doing great. It's Friday, everybody, and it's the holidays.
I mean, it is.
Have you not turned on Holly on your XM radio and started talking and listening to all of the New Year's and all the stuff that's going on out there?
No, I don't have XM radio because I
Why
have
not?
I have two young kids that sing holiday chants to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's their favorite one? Rudolph?
Boy, that's a good, Holy Night.
That's a good one.
I wasn't on the podcast last week.
You and
Kevin did a great job on the podcast.
I thought we kicked ass.
You did.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if we can say that.
Why can't we?
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I want to tell you, I got second place in the, turkey trot down, at my in-laws.
No way. How many people were there?
Two.
Excellent.
I did my own turkey trot because the town didn't have a turkey trot. My wife won
the first annual turkey trot that we did. That's pretty good. Yeah. How far did you go?
We went about 3.5 miles.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, actually. She beat me. Uh-oh. But I got second. I didn't even get a trophy. So.
Well, you didn't. You did, though. You did at the end of the day.
I did. A trophy of exercise, we'll call it.
Well, there you go. I mean, you guys are getting into that exercise routine pretty regularly.
Got to do it.
Yeah, well, hey.
Keep healthy. And thinking of healthy things.
Yeah.
I thought today we would talk a little bit about trade policy.
Oh, God, that's healthy.
Yeah. And, we've been all year talking about the USMCA. I thought we'd dive a little bit about that, how that might impact sugar, especially with what's been happening with sugar with force majeures and the USDA's announcement, et cetera. So maybe you can give the listeners an update on that.
All right.
And we'll weave in kind of what's happening currently in the sugar market.
Okay.
And then I also thought we would talk about something real special, and that's CBD.
Okay.
A lot of stuff in the food industry this year about CBD. It's exploded, but
it has.
The FDA made some announcements last week.
They did.
And
indeed.
Some things have, some fallout from that. So I thought we'd cover that a little bit.
All right. So where are we going to start?
I want to start with trade policy because, I think that's a good place to start with what's happening in sugar. So USMCA, we have till what, December 20th to figure this thing out?
That's what they claim. I mean, originally they were trying to get this thing done under the current Congress before the recess. And with all the things going on between the U.S. and China, maybe not so much now. Now there's talk about trying to get the phase one of the U.S.-China deal done first. We slipped in a little trade agreement with our friends from Japan, so we did get a nice trade agreement done there. I think the biggest challenge right now is are we going to actually get the U.S. Congress to sit down long enough before they leave to go on their winter break to put together the USMCA in its final version?
And if they don't?
Oh, boy.
Are we looking at 2021, people are saying?
That's right.
And then you have the whole thing with the election coming up.
That's the big one
And I think the Democrats and the Republicans on the Democratic side, there was a ton of stuff they wanted added or changed on the USMCA, labor laws, environmental things.
The biggest one was labor law and immigration.
Yeah. And I hear Mexico wasn't too happy with some of the things on the labor side and having the U.S. have access to inspecting things. It's kind of like, that's kind of our deal. We'll do what you say.
We're our own country. Yeah. We'll manage that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then the whole political thing with a Republican office now.
Could it be changed?
If this goes through, do they say, well, the Republicans are going to use this as a big win and use it towards the election? So it's all...
That's how the political side gets in a way of process for something that's supposed to be good for all parties involved.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Canada, the U.S., or Mexico you're talking
about. So the big question I have for you, Craig.
All right. What is it?
Remind our listeners of what the impact on the U.S. MCA is for sugar. If anything. And how that might impact our current situation.
I would think that the big component of the sugar trade is that there's no change to the original idea of having free trade between two countries. And Mexico and the U.S. is what we're talking about. Canada wasn't really a part of the sugar component of NAFTA when it was written originally. So side letters, that changed the dynamic of the sugar trade between the U.S. and Mexico.
Right.
I understand that the language is similar for the USMCA. So what they would have is theoretically access, free access to our market. The challenge is that they're now under a suspension agreement.
Oops.
Because there's an anti-dumping case came around.
Yep.
So we have to deal with that. Yeah. So under this particular scenario, we have no change in the language from the NAFTA negotiation to the USMCA as far as its trade with sweetener.
So for sweetener,
not a big deal.
Gotcha. Okay. And why don't you give our listeners a quick update on the sugar market itself as far as the market, what's happening since last week.
Sure.
Things got a little bit quieter. People are figuring things out.
Yeah, I think the beet sugar industry has basically said, we're done. We don't have no more sugar to offer you at the moment. We got to get through campaign. We're still not really convinced we have the sugar even that we've marketed to this point.
Right.
We have the force majeure situations. As we've talked about over, the last 3 weeks now.
Yep.
I think the challenge will be is that as everybody gets their contracts on paper, so they've reshuffled the cards, they get, okay, we've got our sugar rebooked for to cover what our needs are for 2020.
Right.
But there may be a new supplier that's going to go into a plant that's never shipped sugar in there before. There may be imports that are going to come into this country and be delivered. Is that going to have a supply chain issue? So we're going to watch the supply chain.
So supply chain is still going to be a concern.
That's going to be a
Forecasts are going to be important.
That's right.
Management of that. And as you talked, you and Kevin talked about the cane refinery capacity and
boy,
if they're willing to do stuff or if they can do stuff.
That's right.
So still a lot of question marks.
I would agree with that.
So speaking of healthy,
let's
talk about CBD.
Holy, there's a lot of products out there, hemp-based or CBD-based.
Absolutely. And I go to the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim every March, and for the last couple of years you've been seeing it, and last year
exploded.
this year it exploded. So a very important topic, and on the 25th of November the FDA came out with some stern concerns,
that's right,
issuing letters and reminding the public about what their status is for CBD right now, which it doesn't have its grass status.
Bingo.
Not enough scientific research has been done. And so they put warning letters out to 15 different companies.
That's right. And you've just now subjugated every one of those companies to what? A potential lawsuit.
Right. So a couple newer lawsuits, some class action lawsuits.
That's correct. That's the actually word that you use is class and then action.
And there's class action.
There we go. Hey, phonetics.
I can do it.
It works.
I want to remind you, I got second place at that turkey trot last week.
Second place. Yeah. Imagine that.
I'm a big.
You're a big thing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like that guy who ran 100 miles in 12 hours almost.
Wow.
Right? I'm there.
That's incredible.
So class action lawsuits.
There you go.
So people saying, hey, you know, you marketed this product.
Yep.
You didn't either have enough CBD that you said you had in
that's it.
Right? So that's one. And the other thing is you marketed it as a dietary supplement. And really, can you prove that it's that healthy?
That's right.
So a lot of stuff, a lot of question marks still.
That's right.
You know, one of the things we're going to work on in 2020, as you know, and our listeners can hear, is we're working on a study on CBD.
I mean, it couldn't come at a better time.
Better time.
With this much confusion going on out there, it's time for everybody to kind of hit the reset button.
Yeah.
Figure out what exactly we have available, what is allowed to come in and into products, and what applications work.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's 1,000 different products out there, whether it is a pill supplement or it's a whatever.
Yep.
They don't know exactly how to formulaically put it into their products
and
if they're even allowed to. So this kind of study that we're about to put forth is an awesome,
great education,
awesome
and keep our customers up to date.
That's
so look forward to that.
Absolutely.
To our listeners,
all our listeners.
Yep.
Figure it out.
Great.
People, it's about to come. Whether you're looking at it today or not, you will be in the future.
Yep.
I guarantee.
I'm sure a lot of companies are having meetings about it and what to do, and we'll help educate people on what
to do. My prediction is that within 2020, that you will find a major food and beverage company will launch a CBD product.
Yep.
That's my prediction.
A lot of them are working on it.
They are.
Well, I think we should wrap this up.
We're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
We're going to make it into a package, into a holiday package.
And we're just going to do it.
All right. Let's do that.
So between the CBD and the sugar, I think we've wrapped it up. And, I'm going to.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's wrap it up.
Christmas joke.
It was not
terrible.
It wasn't good.
Anyway, everybody, as I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude.
Yes, you
should. Enjoy every moment.
Absolutely.
And until next week, take care.
Everybody take care. Have a great one.
Bye now.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Favel's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favel.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.